Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shkalim daf yud test. Before we do anything, I got a few emails yesterday that I skipped two lines of Gemara yesterday. No one called me out on it. So let's go back and read those two lines. We said back in the toward the bottom middle of the page, Zav lo yivchos, that if a person commits to give Zav stam, so he has to give at least a din or Zav. So the Gemara had commented, Amar Blazer, v'hushi hiskir tzura, avlim lo hiskir tzura, maybe afilu tzinora. That's only if he mentions a particular type of matbeah. He says, I'm going to give a matbeah, or no particular type, he says matbeah. I'm going to give a matbeah zav. So then we say, what kind of matbeah? You got to give at least a dinar. But if he doesn't mention a tzura, then he could bring even just a tiny kli, a tiny little fork or something that's made out of gold, even though it's less than a dinar of zav. Okay, so today's daf is Shkalim daf yud test. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Lander very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf yomi. First thing we're going to do today is we're going to deal with a stira in Psukim about a certain box for money in the Beis HaMikdash that Yehoyada had set up, and we have two resolutions to that stira. And then, Be'ez Hashem, we will begin the seventh parak of the Masechta, and the Mishnah is going to talk about, we spoke about 13 different boxes where they kept money. What if you find money in between the different boxes? Where do you assume it goes to? So the Mishnah is going to give some specific cases, and it's going to conclude with a klal that you go with the closer box, and if it's exactly in the middle, then you go l'chumra. So the Gemara is going to give two different opinions why, if you really go l'chumra, why it is that in one of the detailed cases, we said if you find it bein shkalim l'nadava, it goes l'nadava. That sounds like you go with the less kadosh, the less chamur of the two. And then we're going to go have some more details about that, about finding in different places, not only between the boxes in the mikdash, but also if you have basar that's found in different places. So what do you assume about that basar? Do you assume it's basar kachim? Do you assume that it's basar chulin? It depends on where, it depends on when, it depends on how the meat is cut. So we're going to have all of that on the bottom of daf yud tes amud alef. And then on daf yud tes amud beis, we're going to have a discussion whether we can prove from our Mishnah that hesach hadas is a psul aguf. If you recall, we discussed in Maseches Psachim that when you mesiach das from kachim, it becomes pasul. Why? Is it because the hesach hadas itself is a psul? Or that no, there's just a practical concern that if I was Mesiach Das, it means I wasn't guarding it. If I wasn't guarding it, it means it could have become Tameh. Nafkamina, Yavo Elio Anavi, and he tells us that it's not Tameh. So do I say, oh, okay, then all is good? Or do I say, no, but I was still Mesiach Das, and Mesiach Das is a psul aguf. So we're going to try to bring a raya in that discussion. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have a discussion of Teisha Chanuyos, the classic case of nine stores that sell one type of meat, Basar Shchuta, one store that sells Basar Nevela, or vice versa, and Kavua, and called Kavua Kamechzal Machzadami, called the Parish Meruba Parish. And then at the very, very end of the daf, going into tomorrow's daf, we're going to talk about meat that you find Biyad Eino Yehudi. So what do we assume about that? About meat that's found in the hands of a non-Jew, and that's going to lead us into the sugya of Ezra tomorrow of Basar Shenesaleim Min Ha'ayin. So let's begin. Again, we're at the bottom of the page. We're at Ksiv. We're asking a stira in two different psukim, one in that appears in Sefer Malachim, and one in Sefer Divrei Yamin. The pasuk in Sefer Malachim describes a box that was set up by Yehoyada HaKohen, an Aron Echad, that sounds like, from the pasuk, it was inside the Migdash next to the Mizbeach, and they used the money that collected in that box for Tzarchei Bedek HaBayis. And yet, in Sefer Divrei Yamin, the pasuk says, Ksiv, the pasuk that we start with the quote from Divrei Yamin, V'chachalosam hevil lefnei amelech v'yehoyada, and the pasuk goes on, as Shara Kesef Yaseu Kalim the Beis Hashem Klei Shareis Valos V'Kabbos Klei Zav V'Kesef. That pasuk says that they made the part of the pasuk that doesn't get quoted that's prior to the part that we quote says that they made that Vayasu Aron Echad Vayetnu Bishar Beis Hashem Chutza, that they made a box and they put it outside of the Beis Hashem. So there's a double stira. First of all, where was the box? That the pasuk in Malachim tells us it was inside the Beis Hamikdash next to the Mizbeach. The pasuk in Devarim says it was outside. And also, what did they do with the money in the box? The pasuk in Malachim says they would use it for Bet HaKabayis, and the pasuk in Devarim says that they would use it it to make clay sharis? So the Gemara answers two possibilities. Answer number one, Rav Shmuel bar Nachum Shem Rebbeinu, Amar Shtei Nedavos Asa Yoyada HaKohen. Obviously, we're talking about two different boxes. One was inside, one was outside. The money from one went to one thing. The money from the other went to the other thing. So obviously, these are two different boxes. But not everyone resolves it that way. Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel Nedava Achas. No, it was one box. The Ksiv, the pasuk says in Sefer Melachim, Vayikach Yoyada HaKohen Aron. So you see, it's only an Aron Echad. Now, the other Shita would respond, yeah, there was one Aron that was put inside, and that was used for Bedek HaBayis, and the other one was outside, and was used for Klei Shares. But the Gemara says, okay, if it's Aron Echad in total, so what do you do with the other Pasuk? That there was an Aron Echad that was put B'Shar Beis Hashem Chutza, so Amar Rav Huna Mipnei Tamein. That was Yoyada put it by the Mizbech. However, at some point they changed it. The Melech came and moved it outside because there were some people who are Tamei who can't go into the Azara and they also may want to contribute. So how are they going to contribute in that box? So they moved the box to outside at some point. So in Sefer Melachim it describes early on, and then in Sefer Devarim it describes what ultimately happened, how it ultimately moved out. So based on that, Rabbi Chuna b'shem Rabbi Yosef, Achlo Yasa Beis Hashem, Sapos Kesef Mizamros, that the pasuk goes on saying kilosim malachi yitnu v'chizku ba'os beis Hashem, that whatever they didn't use for klei shares, whatever they didn't use for bedek abayis, they would then use that money for klei shares. So that deals with the second stira in the psukim about what the purpose of the money was. Meaning to say that they moved it, that just deals with the stira of where was the box. But what about the fact that the pasuk malachim says it was for bedek abayis and the pasuk devarim says it was for klei shares? No, that it was primarily for bedek abayis. If there's no need for Bedek HaBayis, they looked around and they saw that everything was in tip-top shape in the Beis HaMikdash. So good, so then they would use it for Klei Shares. Okay, Hadron Lach Parak Shal 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 Shofaros. Now we, Be'ez Hashem, begin the seventh parak of Maseches Shkalim. So it says, we already discussed that there are 13 boxes and what the function of these 13 boxes are. Says the Mishnah, Moshenim to Bein HaShkalim. Let's say you find money in between different boxes. You have a box that says Tiklin Chaditin, and from there you take money to buy the Karbanos Tzibur, so Bein Shkalim L'Nedava, between the box that's for Tiklin Chaditin and the box that's for Nedava, where you would use the money to buy Ketz HaMizbeach, to buy Karbanos Ola, to provide the Mizbeach, to keep the Mizbeach busy when it otherwise would have had downtime. So the halach is that it's L'Nedava. So if Karv L'Shkalim Yipul L'Shkalim, L'Nedava Yipul L'Nedava, Mechza Mechza Yipul L'Nedava. The halach is you go Basar the Karov, if it's closer to the Shkalim box, it goes l'shkalim. If it's closer to the nedava box, it goes l'nedava. But if it's mechza l'mechza, if it's exactly halfway in between the two boxes, so you're unable to determine based on karov, then the halach is yiplu l'nedava. It goes l'nedava. The reason that we go basar karov, the Bartanura writes, is based on the pasuk of ahaisa ira krova. It's based on the psukim by egla arufa, that the closer city is the one that has to bring the egla arufa. According to the shita that rova karov holchum Rov, it must be we're talking about that there is the same amount in both boxes, and therefore there is no rov to follow because it's a sugya. In Maseches Bava Basra, when you have a karov, which is a machria, karov is also a way of determining, but it goes against the rov. The more distant place has more has the rov. So there is a shita rov, a karov, holchumach rov. The Gemara really leaves it as an ibay de liv shita. The Gemara is not machria in the end of the sugya in the second paragraph of Basra about rov v'karov. But if you assume that you would be holchumach rov, you have to take away the rov in our Mishnah. And the way to take away the rov is by saying that there is no rov, that they both have the same amount. In it, there is a discussion in the poskim. Do you when discussing rov, do you look at rov shofaros or do you look at rov hamaos? And this is a very major discussion in poskim. Meaning, when it comes to, let's say, we're going to talk about later on today, teisha chanuyos mochos basar shchuta va'achas mocheres basar nevela. Right. So we know. So called the parish meruba parish. You find a piece of meat. You assume that it came from the nine stores that sell kosher meat and not from the one store that sells trefa meat. Yeah, what if the 9 stores that sell kosher meat are these tiny little butcher shops, and the one that sells the trefa meat is Costco? You know, it's some massive store, or something, you know, that is an even bigger meat department. You know, it's a massive store, and they produce more trefa meat than, you know, it's a Western Beef or whatever. They produce more trefa meat than all the 9 stores put together. So how do you determine rove in such a situation? Is a rove based on the rove chanuyos, or is rove based on rove of the meat? So this is a major discussion in the Achronim. This appears in Siman Kuf Yud in Yeridaya. That's where we discuss these halachas. And Sif Gimel, I think, is where we have these halachas of rove, called the Parash Meru Parash. So the Chavos Das over there in Siman Kuf Yud, as well as the Knesset Yecheskel and the Behuda, they say you go basar rove chanuyos. You always go basar rove of the stores, not rove of the meat that's sold. However, the Chachma Sadam in Shar HaKavua, Siman Tazayin, says no, you go basar rove of the product. And if rove of the product is treif, even if rove of the stores are kosher, you'd go basar rove of the product. And then the Chachma Sadam says, fascinating, he says, I ran into the Chavos Das, meaning these were actual people, they're not just Svarim. So he said, I saw the Chavos Das once, and we struck up a conversation. And I told him why I'm right. He said, I brought him a raya from the Sugya Masechah Shkalim, that you go basar rove of what's sold in the stores, and not like Chavos Das, because that you go basar rove of the stores, because the money says, the Mishnah says that if you find the money between the shofar that they put the shkalim of the machzor shekel and the shofar that they put most of the nedava, that if it's karov to the shkalim, it's yipul the shkalim. And you see, but we know that of these, how many shofaros were there linadava? There were shisha linadava. They had 6 different shofaros that are for nedava, and only 1 shofar for the shkalim. So the Bartanura writes that if you hold that b'makom that there are 2 darkei achra'a by a suffik, rov litzadzeh and a karov litzadzeh, you go basar rov and not basar the karov. So you have to say that our Mishnah is talking about where the money in the shofar, the money is the same amount of money in the shofar of the shkalim and the shofaros of the nedava. Because if they were not the same, then you would have followed the rov, that it would be that we were holichacha rov. But wait a second, even if it's the same amount of money, there are more shofaros. There are more shofaros of nedava than there are of shkalim. Elamai, that's called equal. Even though there are more shofaros, but if it's the same amount of money, that's called equal. So it says the Chachma Sadam, I brought my raya, I mentioned my raya to the Chavos Das, lo heshiv klum, he didn't respond at all to the raya, so checkmate, that's why I'm right. The Chavos Das never printed a retraction, you know, so maybe he needed to think about it, or maybe he had an answer and he knew the Chachma Sadam wasn't going to listen to his answer, whatever it is, there are a lot of reasons why that might have. Chachma Sadam was, he shows you personality sometimes in his writings. In the Hakdama to Chachmas Adam, he writes, you know, I wrote a Sefer Chayei Adam, and he always shows off, he always quotes, in Chayei Adam, he always quotes the Mechutin. He was a Mechutin of the Vilna Gaon. Not really. His son was married to the Vilna Gaon's granddaughter. But, yeah, it's close enough that he can get away with it. So he called himself the Mechutin of the Vilna Gaon. So in the Hakdama to Chachmas Adam, he says that I quote the Mechutin a number of times in Chayei Adam, and people in Vilna got so upset at me because I argue on the Mechutin. I'm telling you, the Mechutin would be happy that I'm arguing with him, because Kachi Darka Shal Torah. But people get so upset. So in this Sefer, in Chachmas Adam, when I quote the Mechutin, I'm not quoting him by name, because then I wouldn't be able to argue. So you're going to have to figure it out for yourself when it's the Vilna Gaon, when it's not. I don't want to deal with the headaches anymore. So, okay, so says the Mishnah Vayter, Bein Eitzim L'Levona. Let's say you find money between the box of Eitzim and the box of Levona. So Karav L'Eitzim, Yipul Eitzim. If it's closer to the Eitzim, it goes for the Eitzim. L'Levona, Yipul L'Levona. If it's closer to Levona, so then it goes Levona. Mechsa L'Mechsa, Yipul L'Levona. But if it's right in between, then it goes to the Levona, because that's more chamer, because the Levona itself is brought on the Mizbeach, whereas the Eitzim are only Machshirei Karban, and they are not part of the Karban itself. So that's why that's considered the more chamer dika thing. Bein Kinim L'Gozei Ola, if you find it between the box that has money for Kinim and the box that has money for Gozei Ola, so again, you go Basar the Karov. Karov L'Kinim, Yiplu L'Kinim, Karov L'Gozei Ola, Yiplu L'Gozei Ola. What do you do if it's Mechsa L'Mechsa? Yiplu L'Gozei Ola. Then it goes L'Gozei Ola, because we're assuming, like the Shita of the Tana, that Kinim is Echad L'Chatos V'Echad L'Ola, so the Gozei Ola have a higher level of Kedusha, because it's Kulo Kalil. Gozei Ola means it's all Ola, so it all goes but totally burnt on the Mizbeach. So that is a higher level of Kedusha than Echad L'Chatos V'Echad L'Ola. So then the Mishnah says, you know what, let's go outside of the boxes by the Beis HaMikdash and discuss other issues of finding money. Bein Chulin the Meiser Sheni. What if you find your own money between a box where you keep chulin money, and a box where you keep Meiser Sheni money. Meaning Meiser Sheni originally was obviously peiros, but you were mechalal the peiros on money, and now you have this box of money that you have to go bring to Yerushalayim and spend on food in Yerushalayim. So karav l'chulin, yiplu l'chulin. If you find it closer to the chulin box, so then use the money for chulin. L'meiser Sheni, yiplu l'meiser Sheni. If you find it closer to the Meiser Sheni box, then it goes to Meiser Sheni. Mechza l'mechza, yiplu l'meiser Sheni. But mechza l'mechza, you have to go to chumra, and you have to assume that it's Meiser Sheni money. In the Tshuvas Chem de Shlomo, he has a suffix, that which we say, you go baser karov, is that even when you have a chazaka, that goes against the karov, because karov is greater than chazaka, meaning when we say ruba v'chazaka, ruba adiv, rov v'karov holchnach harov, so I know rov beats both chazaka and karov. But what happens when you have karov versus chazaka? Does, which one is stronger? Or do we say that, chazaka neged karov, you're not going to follow karov anymore? And he leaves it as a tzarachin. So in the Tshuvas Ein Yitzchak, he says we could be poshet the suffix of the Chem de Shlomo, that karov is better than chazaka, because money between chulin, that's karov l'chulin, it goes l'chulin, karov l'maisheni, goes l'maisheni, and the Mishnah is going to give a klal at the end, that your holchanachara karov l'hakel, and mechzu mechza l'hachmir. So you see that karov l'maisheni is maisheni vaday, and if you eat a petuma or ba'aninus, you get malkus. But if you can say that b'makom chazaka, you don't follow the karov, so we would ask a question that even though that the money that's karov to the maisheni, it might be karov, but there's a cheskas chulin on the money, because all money started as chulin. Money is not minted as Meiser Sheni. It only becomes Meiser Sheni later on. So you have a chazaka against the karov, meaning all money has a chazaka against the karov. So the fact that you're willing to say that it's Meiser Sheni vadai when it's closer to the Meiser Sheni, that tells you that karov beats out chazaka. That's the raya that he brings. So Zaklal says the Mishnah, the rule is as I'm just making sure I didn't skip. Zaklal, the rule is as follows. Holchnachar karov lahakel mechzel mechzel lahak. There you go, baser the karov to be mekel, and mechza is you always have to go in the more chamadik direction. So now says the Gemara, we said that if you find between shkalmul and nedava, that's not really possible. We went through 13 shofaros. The shkalim and the nedava are the furthest away from each other. It's shofar number one and the last six shofaros. So if they were all lined up in a line, then it doesn't make sense that you're going to find in between these two boxes. So lo hutzucha delo bein the shkalim lekinim. Why didn't it tell me a case that could have happened, like Bein Shkalim Lekinim, where it's actually one right next to each other? Meaning I get the Mishnah is only trying to give me a klal, and it gives me some examples of the klal, but at least give me examples that can happen. So says Gemara, Rabbi Avin, B'shem Rabbi Pinchas, Kimin Buchlayer Hayu Osin, that the way the boxes were set up was in a circle. So since it was set up in a circle, the first one and the last one were right next to each other. So it is actually something that could have happened. Mechza the Mechza Yipul and Dava. If it's half-half, so then it goes in the Dava. So the Mishnah Lechora is this line of the Mishnah Lechora goes against the klal that we say at the end of the Mishnah, because Lechora, if you find it between the Shkalim and the Nedava, Shkalim is more chamor than Nedava, because the Shkalim go to buy Karbanos HaTzibur. So the Gemara explains Ista by Meimar, there are those that want to say the reason the money doesn't go to the Shkalim is because Shami Yiplu L'Shiari Elishcha. Not all the Shkalim money actually gets used for the Karbanos HaTzibur. Some of it is going to be left over, and that's going to be Shiarei Elishcha, which they used to build the walls of the Yerushalayim, the city, the Migdalos. So it's not even used in the Beis HaMikdash itself. So it turns out that the Nedava is more chamur, because with the Nedava they're going to bring Karbanos Ola for the Keitz HaMizbeach. So that will be something that's more chamur. But Istabai Meimar, others want to suggest differently, that the reason the money goes to the Nedava is because Mechza LeMechza, if it's 50-50, if it's right in between, so Kamisha Meis, we view that as if the Bailim of the Shkalim is no longer alive, so because there's no Bailim to the Shkalim, so it goes to the Nedava anyway. So Amar Rabbi Yasa, Ada Nantaman, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, Shamas Kol Rabbi Yudah Shal Shmuel, I heard that Rabbi Yudah asked Shmuel, Hifre Shkalo Meis, if a person is Mafresh, his Machzah Shekel, and then he dies, so what do you do with the money? Amar Le, Yiplu Nedava, let that money go, Linedava. So that's why it goes to Nedava. So once the Gemara mentions Rabbi Yasa, the Gemara brings another thing that he said, that Moser Asiru Seifa Shlo, Rabbi Yasa continues, that that if a Kohen Gadol who brings every day, he brings his Karban Mincha, so if he has an extra from his Asirus Ha'efa, he designated money to buy the Karban Mincha, and then he had set aside too much money, so Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yelichem Li Yamamelech, Rabbi Lazar Amar Yipel Nedava. That too is a machlokas, whether it goes to Yamamelech or whether it just goes Linedava. Good, then the Mishnah went on to say that between Kinin and Golzei Ola, that if it's Karav L'Kinin, it goes L'Kinin. Karav L'Golzei Ola, it goes Ola, but if it's Mechsa L'Mechsa, it's L'Golzei Ola. So ask the Gemara of Akasha, V'yesh Chatas, Kreva Ola. I don't understand. How can you just say, if it's Mechsa L'Mechsa, it goes to Ola? There is a chance that it was from the Kinin box, and we're assuming the Kinin box has Echad L'Chatas V'yechad the Ola, that anyone's putting money in the Kinin box is putting enough money to have one go for a Chatas and one go for an Ola. So now you're going to take something that really by rights is a Chatas, and you're instead going to use it as an Ola. We should be choshesh that you're bringing a Chatas as an Ola. So the answer is Gemara, Chizkei B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Tanai Beis Din Hu Ala Masaros Sheyikrevu Olos. No, there was a Tanai Beis Din that anything that was left over from the Chatas is going to be able to be brought as an Ola. So there was none of the money in the Kinan box was designated as absolute Chatas, because everything was with a Tanai. So that Tanai also covers this kind of situation where the money ends up outside of the box and might end up in between the two boxes. So ask the Gemara, but at the end of the day, Mechsal Mechsa, there's a tzad to say that this money was originally from the shofar of the Kinim, and who puts money into the shofar of the Kinim? It's a woman who needs a kapara, needs a chatas and an ola in order to achieve a kapara. So now that this money is being all brought legozei ola, how's the woman getting her kapara? So Yisha Zos, Bamahi Mis Kaperes, the woman's not going to have her kapara at the end of the day. So good, you told me why it's not a violation of the kedusha of the money that was really for a chatas, because that was all Al Tanai Beis Din. But what about the woman who needs the kapara? So answer Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Tanai Beis Din, who hamesapik as hakinin, who mesapik as psulos. They made a deal with the supplier that any of the guy who supplied the kinim in general for the Beis HaMikdash, he would also make up for whatever psulos happened in the office. Meaning, if they found that one of the office was treif, he would have to provide another one in its place. So Mestami provided another one in its place over here as well as an extra chata. So he'd bring from his own money, he'd have to supply in l'shem chatas for the chovas habaylim. Now, unlike a regular chatas, the bird didn't get eaten because it was a chatas habal safek. You don't know that you needed to bring a chatas over here, but at least she got her kapara. So now the Gemara asks that we mentioned three cases of finding money between the boxes. Problem is, there were 13 boxes. So why would we only mention three cases? Meaning, obviously, there are other cases where this can happen. So lo tzarcha delo bein ola li'etzim. Why not talk about when it's between the ola box and the etzim box, that mechsal mechsa, that it should go the ola, because the ola is an actual carbon, and the etzim is only machshirei carbon, or a lilavona. Lezav lekaporas, between the levona and the zav and the kaporas, or mechsal mechsa, it would go levona because it's a carbon. So, or any of those cases, it says Gemara, Tanisa b'sofa zeklal holchan achar karv mechsal mechsa laachmir. That's why we have the zeklal at the end. The zeklal comes to be a catch-all for all of the cases that we don't get into specifics about. Okay, now halacha beis. So says the Mishnah. Moshe nimtzu livnei sochrei behema. Let's say you find money in Yerushalayim in front of the merchants who sell animals, but you don't know the nature of this money. So Liola Meister, you could always assume that money has Kedushas Meister Sheni, because most of the meat sold in Yerushalayim year round was from Meister Sheni money. That was the assumption, because everyone would save up their Meister Sheni. You have to realize Meister Sheni money, if you're a farmer, Meister Sheni money is 10% of your money. It's 10% of your annual income. And you're bringing all that to Yerushalayim whenever you'd be able to the regel, three times a year, twice, you know, for a week. So you spend 3 weeks in Yerushalayim. How are you going to spend 10% of your annual income on food for 3 weeks, right? I mean, it all has to be used on food. You're not going to be able to. So what did they do? They would leave money with all their friends and relatives in Yerushalayim. It was great for the economy in Yerushalayim. The Kailim had food to provide the Avreichim, and whatever. They would leave Maaser Sheni. So all the meat that was bought throughout the year was always bought with Maaser Sheni money. So that's if you find it l'fnei socher beheima. But v'harabayis chulin, if you find it in harabayis, it's. I know I'm going to get emails. I know there weren't kolulim probably that paid or whatever. Okay, so Barabai is just okay. Barabai is chulin. So when it comes to money found on Harabayis, so then it's chulin because the chazak on money in Harabayis is that it came from the Trumas Halishcha, and the Gemara is going to explain that that's chulin because there's no way the Kohen would have let it leave the Trumas Halishcha without being mechallel it first. Ubi Yerushalayim, and if you find money stam in Yerushalayim, not in front of Sochri Behema, but in the streets of Yerushalayim, so Bishar Kolimos Hashanah chulin. When it's not Shas HaRegel, then you assume it's chulin because the rove of the money in the city is chulin money. But Ubi Shas HaRegel, Akol Meiser, when you find it, Bishas HaRegel, then you assume it's Meiser Sheni money because the city is full of Meiser Sheni money. Bishas HaRegel, everyone saves up all their Meiser Sheni money and they schlep it to Yerushalayim for that week. Basar Shnimtza Ba'azara, if you find money in the Azara and you don't know what carbon this money was, not money, meat in the Azara, you don't know what carbon this meat is from, so if it's Avarim, if it's already been butchered, it's been cut up into pieces, large pieces of Avarim, so then it's Olos, because that's the way they would cut up a carbonola. But chatichos, but if it's cut up in the kind of cuts that you would eat meat in, meaning an olos totally burnt on his back, so they don't have to, you know, make a brisket or whatever, you know, out of the ola, but lamb chops or whatever, because it's all going to go on the mizbeach anyway. But when it comes to carbonos that you're going to eat, so then you'll find it in chatichos. You'll find that they'll cut it in a way that it could be eaten. So then, if it's chatichos, chataos, then you could assume it's a chatos that kohanim are allowed to eat. Ubi Yerushalayim, and if you find meat in Yerushalayim outside of the Azara, zivchei shlamim, then you assume that it's carbon shlamim, because carbon shlamim is kachem kalim, and kachem kalim you're allowed to eat throughout the whole city of Yerushalayim. It wouldn't be a chatos if it was in Yerushalayim unless something went wrong, because that has to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash itself. That's kachem kachem. So zevazeh tuubar tzaras yatzil beis shefa. At the end of the day, whatever it is, you're not allowed to eat it. Meaning, whether it's Avarim or whether it's chatichos, whether it's found in the Azara, whether you find it in Yerushalayim, it can't be eaten because it's pasul bas chadas. It's just that you're not allowed to be mezalzel it, to burn it right away until it becomes pasul vaday. So tuubar tzaras means you wait till it becomes no longer viable l'chaladeos, meaning wait till it would become no sir no matter what it is, and then yetzel beis hasreifa, and then it will you'll have to burn it. So if you're assuming it's shlamim, you have to wait 2 days and one night, and if you're assuming it's chatos, you only have to wait 1 day and one night, and then you could burn it. But either way, you're not going to be allowed to eat it because it had a hasachadas anyway. Nimtza begvul, and if you find money in outside of Yerushalayim, in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, say varim, if it's cut into large pieces, nevelos, then you assume that it's nevelos, because by basar that's asa, they would cut them into larger pieces and they would just throw it out into the streets and let the dogs eat it. They're not going to make a nice fine cut of meat for the dogs to eat. They'll just throw it out into the streets that way. But chatichos mutaros, but if it was cut into nice pieces, then you assume that it's mutar, because kashra meat would be cut in such a way. An amazing thing that they could assume that it's kashra, right? Because everyone's keeping kosher, so it's just a matter of the way that it was butchered. So if you see that it was cut that way, so then it's kosher. Obishas haregel shabas meruba, and around the Yontif time where there's a lot of meat, and there are people that are cutting the meat, kosher meat, into larger pieces also, because a lot of times when a butcher shop gets very, very busy, so they're not going to be as careful, right? If you ever buy chickens, sometimes, not by every store, but sometimes you buy chickens throughout the rest of the year and they're perfectly clean, they're defeathered, there's nothing on them. You buy them around the end of time where there's so much business that they just don't have time to do that, so then there's a lot more work that needs to be done at home. Not in the Five Towns, but I've heard in other places that it could be like that sometimes. So b'shas haregel, it's basa maruba, they're not going to have time to cut the meat so nicely. It's going to be a lot of meat. So af evarim mutaros, then even if they cut it into evarim, then it's going to be mutaros. So now says the Gemara, l'tzorcha delo b'harabayis kodesh. So I ask the Gemara, wait a second, does the Tana of the Mishnah not need to say that by harabayis the money is kodesh? Certainly by the money that's in the harabayis, it came from the Trumas HaLishcha. So how can you say that it's not kodesh? So Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, chazak hashen ha-kohen motzi min ha-lishcha Tuma'os ad Shehu Mechalan al Behema. No, we know that the money that comes from the Lishcha was Kodesh, but we have a Chazaka that the Kohen would not have allowed it to leave the Lishcha still in a state of Kedusha. He certainly would have been poda it on money, and now you could assume that it's Chulin. Okay, so now, a little bit of background like we mentioned before. There is a Sugim Psachim Dav Lamed Dalet. If you have a Hesach Hadas from Kachim Meat, there's a Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish whether the Psul, it becomes Psul. If you're Mesiach Das, you didn't watch over the meat, then it becomes Psul. There's a Machlokas why it becomes Psul. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's a Psul Tuma, that we're always Choshesh, that while you weren't looking, someone came and was Metame that meat. So it's not a psul haguf in the kachim, it's just a safek, that maybe it's tameh. And therefore, if Eliyahu HaNavi were to come and tell you, no tumah touched this meat, so even though the whole time you were Mesiach Das, there was no tumah that came in contact with it, good, then it would be tahar. But Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, no, the psul of Hesach Hadas is a psul haguf, that the chum make a special maila b'kachim, a special chumra by kachim, that just by being Mesiach Das from it, that itself is a psul. And therefore, even if Eliyahu HaNavi were to come and tell you, there was no tumah that touched it, it's fine that no tuma touched it, but it's still possible because I was Mesiach Das, and the Hesach Hadas alone is a psul. So the our sugya is going to discuss whether the psul of Hesach Hadas is a psul, whether we can prove one way or the other from our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Basar shenimtso. We said you found meat in the Azara. So if it's large chunks of meat, it's olos. If it's chatichos, then it's chatos. If you find in Yerushalayim, then it's sivchei shlamim. But either way, to ubar tzuraso, and it's Yetzel Beis HaSreifa. So how do we explain that line? Tuber Tzuras of Yetzel Beis HaSreifa. Why can't you eat it? If it's Shlamim, you're allowed to eat Karban Shlamim. If it's Chadas, you're allowed to eat Karban Chadas. Excuse me. So why can't you just eat it? So apparently it's because of Hesach Hadas. We assume that you're Mesiach Das from it. So Blazer B'Shem Rav Hoshaya, he see Hadas. If you have Hesach Hadas from Kachim, the psul is a psul tumah misafek and not a psul aguf, and therefore a ton ibur tzura. That's why you need ibur tzura, meaning, since the whole psul is only a chashash, so you can't just burn it, you have to wait till it's vaday psul. But if you're going to hold that Hesach Hadas is a psul aguf, it is vaday psul. You already have Hesach Hadas from it. So you already know it's vaday psul. Why would you need ibur tzura? So the fact that our Mishnah requires waiting till you know for sure that it's psul implies that right now, you don't know for sure that it's psul, that the whole Hesach Hadas is only a suffix. So Amr Vashay, Masnisa Amr Kain, we can prove this from our Mishnah, because Tuber Tzrasa, Yetzel Beis HaShreifa, it says Tuber Tzrasa, and then Yetzel Beis HaShreifa. Amr Rabbi Yossi, the Ya'us, is that true? That our Mishnah is assuming that the problem is one of Hesach Hadas? No! La'achlo eidat yachol shem and eskalkel tzuraso. The reason you're not allowed to eat is because there might already be no sar. So from Kain, Tzarech Meimar, Tuber Tzrasa, Yetzel Beis HaShreifa, and that's why we say Tuber Tzrasa, and let it go, Lebeis HaShreifa, because there might already be no sar. So you can't eat it, so you have to wait till it's vaday nosar, and then you're going to burn it. But we're not even discussing Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas is not even the topic of our Mishnah. So one might ask, okay, Hesach Hadas is not the topic of our Mishnah, but didn't you have Hesach Hadas from it? Meaning, is our Mishnah denying that there is such a thing as Hesach Hadas? Because how can you, if you hold that, meaning, it should still be a raya. If you hold that Hesach Hadas is a psul aguf, and you find meat, I understand you don't know when this meat is from, but you do know that you've had Hesach Hadas from it. So it should be psul right away. You should be able to burn it right away. So that's Kasha that the Achronim deal with. The Karban Eda, he says, Rabbi Yossi is trying to be Mochiach, that the reason is not Mishum Hesach Hadas, because anything that's in the Azara, there's no Chashash Tumah, so the Chashash is clearly only Mishum Nosar, and it needs Ibur Tzura. But anything that's Nifsal Hesach Hadas would not require Ibur Tzura. So in the Gilead and Hashas, he raises the question. That first of all, that only works for the Azara. You don't have to be Choshesh for Tumah, so it requires Ibur Tzura. But Nimtzur B'Yerushalayim, we said you need Ibur Tzura. But isn't there a Chashash Tumah over there that it should be possible Mishum Hesach Hadas, and therefore it should not require Ibur Tzura? So the Tiklun Chaditin suggests that Hesach Hadas is Even if Hesach Hadas is Psula Guf, Hesach Hadas is only when you aren't guarding it from Tumah. So if there was nothing to guard it from, if there was no Tumah available, I mean, let's say I take the meat and I put it in a box and I lock it. I have to be watching the meat the whole time. No, if I put it in a box and I lock it, there's no Chashash Tumah, so then that's not a Hesach Hadas, right? Even though I wasn't thinking about it the whole time. So it says Tiklun Chadatin, whether it's found in the Azar, whether it's found in Yerushalayim, you don't have to be Choshish for Tumah, because the Azar is considered Rosh Hashanah L'Tumah, and Yerushalayim is a Rosh Hashanah L'Tumah. So it's Safik Tumah Rosh Hashanah, which is going to be tar, and therefore you would never burn it Michshash Tumah. But Lechora, that only works if you assume that Hesach Hadas works Midin Tumah, and Rosh Hashanah you don't have to be Choshish for Tumah. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Hesach Hadas is a Psula Guf, you still have to be, it's still a Hesach Hadas, because there's still a chance that there was a Tumah. So you should possibly, even if found in the Azar Yerushalayim, because it's Hesach Hadas and it shouldn't require Ibur Tzura. So that's Tikkun Chadin points out. It's still a difficulty how we said in our Gemara. It doesn't sound like we really come to a conclusion that that we don't have a raya. It sounds like we still do have a raya from our Mishnah that Hesach Hadas is a din in Tumah. Okay, nimtza b'gvulin. We then said that if you find the meat in the gvulin, so if you find evarim, then they're nevelos, because that's the way people just throw it out to the animals like that. But if you find chatichos, it's mutaros. So Rabbi Crispin, Hashem, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, evarim nevelos, lokar alei mishum nevelo. When we say it's nevelos, it means we're vadai nevelo. We're going to give you malchus if you eat it. Masnisa Amr Kain, and we could prove that from the din that we learned together with it. It says Evarim Nevelos v'chatichos mutaros. So chatichos mutaros lo mamish. When it says chatichos mutaros, it means literally mutar. So the kavasa Evarim Nevelos lo kanalei mishum Nevelos. So when we say that Nevelos, it means literally a nevela that you're going to get malchus. Rabbi Crispin b'shem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina im hayu machruzos mutaros. The idea that if you find Evarim Nevelos is only if they were just Evarim and they were like discarded. But if they were strung together, it looks like someone was trying to sell them or do something with them, then you assume that they're mutter even though they're larger evarim. Now the Gemara brings a brisa that discusses basar that you don't know where it came from. 9 stores sell trefa meat and 1 sells kosher meat. And you don't remember which store you bought from, so choshesh, you have to assume that you bought from, so that's kol kavoa kamech sal mechzadami, and savik daraisa luchumra, so you have to be choshesh. And certainly if you find meat on the street and call the part and the rover selling basar nevela. So obviously then you assume it's nevela. So in that case, where most of the stores sell basar nevela, whether you bought it from the store or whether you found it on the street in front of the stores, it's always going to be nevela. But if you have 9 stores that sell basar shchuta and 1 store that sells basar nevela, so nischalfulo, if you went into a store and you just don't remember which store you bought from, choshesh, then it's kol kavua kamech sal mechzadami, even though it's 90% chance that you went to a kosher store, but we treat it like 50-50, because kol kavua chmechza al mechza, and therefore savik da'oraisa l'chumra, assuming the chashash is a chashash da'oraisa, if you know that one of the stores sells yisurim d'rabanan, but doesn't sell yisurim da'oraisa, then mechza mechza would be l'kula, because then it would be savik d'rabanan l'kula, but we're assuming that it's nevela mamish, as da'oraisas, ul'nimtes, and if you find in the street, holchanach harov, then you follow the rov. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, nimtza biyad nachri, k'nimtza biplatya. If you find the meat, biyad nachri, then it's like finding it in the shuk. It's like finding it in the middle of the street. And if rova the chanuya sell basar shchuta, then the basar is mutar ba'achila. So the Gemara tells a couple of stories related to this. Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Chagai have a masmich le Rabbi Mana. He was leaning on Rabbi Mana when he was walking. Chamed the chadar mayin, and he saw a certain non-Jew mekateya min tsuse umapik lebra, cutting meat out of his dead horse and going and bringing it out to the market to sell the meat. So Amalei, so Rabbi Lazar says to Rabbi Mana, hadayi dam Rabbi Yochanan him to be anach. Are we sure about what Rabbi Yochanan says? And when you find meat in the hand of a nachri, it's like finding it out in the market, and therefore it's mutar ba'achila as long as rova the store sell basar shchuta. He's cutting the meat out of his horse. Don't you see we have a problem over here? So Amalei, Kenam Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Manas said back to Rabbi Lazar, you don't have such a kasha from this maisa, because Kenam Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Vehein Sharoa, so Yotzin Mimakulin Shel Yisrael, that Rabbi Yochanan said, that Rabbi Yochanan only said his case when we saw the guy leaving a marketplace of Jews or stores of Jews. But then you go bus to the Rove and the bus is going to be mutter. But over here, we don't see the guy leaving Makul and Shal Yisrael. So if he's not leaving the meat market of Jewish people, so then, of course, he's going to have horse meat on him. Chad Bar Nosh B'Tzipori, in another story, there was a guy in the city of Tzipori, Azul Boy Mizban Kupad Min Tabcha. He wanted to buy meat from the meat store, from the kosher the meat store, and the butcher wouldn't sell to him. V'lo yavle. Samlei l'chad ramai v'aisilei. So he asked his non-Jewish friend, do me a favor, go to the butcher shop for me. The guy doesn't like me. He's not going to sell me any meat. So do me a favor, go to the butcher shop for me and buy me some meat. Samlei lo nasr sal karkei. So he did. The fellow sold it to the Roman. So the customer said to the butcher, I outsmarted you. Yeah, that in the end of the day, you had to sell it to me anyway, because I sent a Roman guy in there to sell it to you. So the butcher answered, Amalei, v'lav basar d'nevela, you have a slay? Yeah, I gave you basar d'nevela, because it was a guy that came into the store, so I gave basar d'nevela. So Rabbi Yirmiya, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, Maisa Balafne Rabbi, this story of Tzipori was told to Rabbi in order to asser the meat that you find by a guy, even when it comes out of Makul and Shal Yisrael, because here you have it, came out of a Jewish store, and it was Basar Nevela. Va'amar lo kula minei Maisa Makul and Tziporin. This guy does not have, this one butcher does not have the ability to asser all of the Makulin of Tziporin. So the discussion of Kol D'Parish Merub Parish and what you assume about meat, you would think it's never nogeya, but it actually is nogeya very much halacha lemaisa. There's a discussion. Let's say, you know, these cases are, I went to a store and I just don't remember which store I went to, but we knew all along that 9 stores were selling basar shchuta, 1 was selling basar nevela. What if, more commonly, and this happens, I went to a store because I only go to kosher stores and I bought meat, and then we find out that one of the stores in the neighborhood was really selling nevelos. They got caught with nevelos. So, but I have a whole bunch. I take the meat, I marinate it, I put it in my freezer for later. I have meat from all the stores in the neighborhood, right? So do you assume kol d'parish meruba parish in such a case, or do you assume kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami in such a case? So you might say, well, I bought it from a store, so it's kol kavua. But if at the time that I bought it, it wasn't Nikar Isser, so it could be that it's not Kavua. So there's such it's a Machlokes Rishonim, the Shach quotes in Yardaya Simon Kuf Yud. This became a Lach Lemais. I'll just say quickly, the story happened on Erev Pesach in Los Angeles a number of years ago. It was the day before Erev Pesach, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they discovered one of the major meat suppliers was selling Basar Nevela. You can find the story online. So there's a person in the Los Angeles community who had close connections to Rabbi Belsky. So they got him. They got Rabbi Belsky on the phone very quickly. And Rabbi Belsky said, immediately, whatever was purchased, and the store itself was selling mostly kosher meat. They were able to ascertain it was just some nevela that got in. So Radelsky said, whatever was purchased before 3 o'clock in the afternoon is kosher. Whatever is purchased after 3 o'clock in the afternoon when the Rabbanim discovered it is going to be treif. What the explanation for that is a whole separate shir, but it's a fascinating shir. But these are complicated sugyas. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up the Rav Nachas.